Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And joining us right now on that Fan Hotline is one of the few Steelers beat writers who weren't out on the town last night. That's Ray Fittipaldo. He's brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. I guess I should also be clear, Jeff Hathorn not pictured.
True.
Jeff Hathorn, a hard worker. Jeff Hathorn making the story about the team, not himself, not out there partying his face off. And Ray's a professional himself, too. Ray, thank you for joining us. Good morning, buddy. Bummer, yesterday's first day in pads didn't go according to plan. Were you guys allowed into the gymnasium?
No, we were not. You know, back in the day, Adam, they would, like, cram us into this little corner. We couldn't move much, but we could watch what was going on. We can't do that anymore. But the interesting thing was we did get to see pre-practice yesterday. Wasn't a whole lot to glean, but they did have Calvin Anderson out there with the first team at left tackle. Dylan Cook was there on Sunday. So I guess those guys are going to go back and forth. But the good news, obviously, is Broderick Jones, Mike Tomlin said yesterday, is going to be back today. So first day in pads, important for Broderick Jones to be out there if he's healthy, and a lot of eyes are going to be on him.
Ray, Peyton Wilson, he spoke to the media yesterday. He had comments saying that the communication on defense has been better so far this year. Do you think that was a shot at last year's kind of regime, or a shot at Minkah Fitzpatrick, who was really the general of the defense last year?
No, I didn't necessarily view it as a shot at anyone. I think it was just acknowledgement, Doran, that they did have a lot of issues late last season, and whether it was Minkah or, you know, Cam Sutton or whoever else wasn't doing their job. I just think, you know, Peyton was just saying, yeah, hey, that was last year. This year we're in a much better place. And you could see it. I mean, I know it was acclimation practices and, you know, the real football starts today, but the secondary looked really good. There were a few things they had a hard time sorting out. They got burned twice in seven shots on Sunday where, you know, they couldn't account for a running back in the flat or a tight end in the flat. And they scored, you know, right by the pylon. But other than that, those receivers and tight ends are getting covered up. And guys like Jalen Ramsey, Joey Porter, you know, Darius Lay, all those guys look really good.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. So Broderick Jones is expected to be back today, according to Mike Tomlin. How has Broderick looked through 4 days of unpadded practice through your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, guys, I really hesitate to, like, make sweeping judgments based on unpadded practices, especially for linemen. I really want to judge those guys on what they do today and, you know, from here on out. But Broderick didn't look great. You know, there were a few instances where, you know, he was beaten for sacks. And maybe those outside linebackers have an advantage when you're not in pads. I get it. But when I said all eyes are going to be on Broderick this week, I meant it. A lot of people want to see what that guy is going to look like on the left side. Last time we saw him on the right side, it wasn't great, especially late in the season. I forget the exact number, but I want to say he gave up double-digit sacks last year. So obviously he can't do that this year protecting Aaron Rodgers' blind side. He's got to be much better.
I feel like my grandma asking me this question at the dinner table because she would do this all the time, but does he look underweight?
He looks much – I don't want to say much better. He looks different. He is definitely slimmed down, and we'll see how he responds to that. You know, the one thing is, yeah, you can say, okay, I'm going to drop weight. I'm going to be able to move better. I'm going to be able to, you know, kick slide and get to my spot better. That's all well and good. But when somebody wants to get their hands inside on you and bull rush you, you better be able to sink your hips and be able to handle that and withstand that. So we haven't seen that yet. Obviously, we'll probably see that this week. If he did drop 25 to 30 pounds, it's going to be interesting to see how he handles those bigger edge rushers. But, you know, obviously a lot of those guys are like TJ and they're speed guys. And, you know, he wanted to be prepared for that. But he does look different. And yeah, we'll watch and see if the drop in weight is a benefit for him.
Right. Clearly, today is the first day you could see the physicality, and like you just mentioned, of the offensive line, defensive line, linebackers, things of that nature, running backs. But one thing that you can see in those first 4 days is natural speed, pure speed. Does Caleb Johnson look like he has that pure speed that the Steelers have been lacking and missing for the last couple of years?
Yeah, that football speed that Mike Tomlin and the other coaches talked about on draft night. You know, they kind of poo-pooed like the 4.55 40 that he ran at the combine. They were like, yeah, if you watch this guy, he doesn't run like that on the football field. So you could see that. He's quick through the hole. He accelerates through the hole. We'll see what it looks like in pads today, where they're probably going to be tackling to the ground. If not today, they'll be tackling to the ground at least one day this week. So we'll see what he looks like there. But he's the one guy where, you know, you just talk to people around the team up at practice. Almost to a man, they are excited about this guy. They're excited about a lot of guys. You'll hear them talk about Derek Harmon, but everyone in that building is hopeful that Caleb Johnson is that type of a guy. So got him in the third round, but there's a lot of expectations that he could be their so-called bell cow guy, for the next few years.
We've seen the video. We're reading everything we can. We're talking to guys like you. It sounds like, by all accounts, Aaron Rodgers is actually moving around out there better than expected. Is that what you're seeing too?
Yeah, he play broke down on Sunday, and he probably had 4 or 5 yards to get to the first down marker, and he probably wouldn't have made it, but he made a sprint there, and he actually looked pretty good. So he's obviously 41. He's going to pick and choose his spots, but yeah, listen, on third and two, if he has to get 2.5, 3 yards, he's capable of doing that. But the big thing, guys, is they got to protect him. And Troy Faiatano is back, that's good, but they got to do a much better job of protecting him, the quarterbacks, this year compared to what they did last year.
Ray, Juan Thornhill, if you look at this defense, it doesn't seem like there's a weak link. But if there were to be a weak link, we probably would say it'd be Juan Thornhill. Does he look like he belongs? Does he look like he can be the starter this year and them not miss a beat on defense at free safety?
Yeah, I'll say this. He didn't look out of place in the first week. And, the coaches are going to have a much better gauge on what he's doing right and what he's doing wrong. But he was making some plays out there. Now, they did bring in Chuck Clark, and Chuck Clark is a veteran who has experience at that position. So, I think that's good. Competition makes everyone better. So we'll see if Thornhill is the guy standing at the end of camp. Maybe Clark is the guy, or, hey, maybe they got to go out and get somebody else. But, after the first four practices, Doran, he didn't look out of place. I thought he made some plays, and he actually looked pretty good.
We know that they're moving Ramsey around a bit. You're seeing the same thing at a T.J. Watt, that they're not just saying they're going to move him, but we're actually seeing a little bit of that right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Flipping sides, depending on the day. I think it was Saturday he came out for 7 shots, and he was on the right side. So they're going to experiment like that. He's probably going to drop a little bit more in camp than you've ever seen him before. And I think I mentioned this to you guys last week, if not on your show, then probably with Pony and Chris. With their ability to play man outside now, that's going to open up a whole heck of a lot for, like, backers dropping into coverage, maybe trying to fool quarterbacks, and maybe trying to get some easy turnovers that way. They really couldn't do that when they were playing so much zone. It was pretty much, okay, here's our four rushers. We're going to rush. We're going to try to play zone or man behind them. But when you have guys who can cover, that opens up a lot of your blitz packages. And I think we're going to see some different tweaks and some different things we haven't seen in the past from TJ and all of those outside linebackers.
Ray, you could kind of get an inkling right now. Like, we know that they haven't been in pads yet, but you kind of get an inkling and a feel of what guys are doing, how they're moving, how they're communicating. Clearly, what Peyton Wilson said yesterday, whenever the Steelers break camp and get ready and prepared for the first week of the season, who, in your opinion, as of right now, will be the strongest unit going into the season this year?
Undoubtedly. I mean, after 1 week, undoubtedly the defense. They are ahead of the offense. I think Jalen Ramsey, I know it's been talked about a lot for the last week or so, but he just brings a different dynamic to that defense. You know, he's out there making plays. He's covering people up. You know, like people said, well, Aaron Rodgers struggled for the first few practices. Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen. Guys aren't open, and, you know, the offense has to catch up a little bit. So I fully expect this defense to be in the range of, you know, I know they slipped a little bit at the end of last year, but I'd venture to say definitely a top 10 defense if everyone stays healthy. And if guys like Ramsey play well, this defense has a chance to be even better than top 10.
Defensive line depth would be an area of concern, I think, Ray, and I'm sure through 4 days of unpadded practice you're not gleaning a lot, but are there guys you have hope for behind the three starters? And Derek Harmon, we know, is going to be a starter this year on the unit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited to see Derek. You know, there's been a lot of talk about him really providing some juice as an interior pass rusher. And, you know, we didn't see a whole heck of a lot the last couple of years from Larry Ogunjobi in that regard. So I'm looking forward to that. But in terms of guys behind him, Adam, I don't know, Equale, you know, Loudermilk, I hesitate to say they're just guys, but, you know, they have to prove something. Leal's coming back from an injury. I guess if there's one guy among that group that I don't know as well, it would be Equale. So maybe Equale does really well, and he's like your solid number four or number five. But beyond that, I think they're just going to try to mix and match and see who's hot throughout the season.
Ray, any telling signs of the camaraderie between Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith?
Yeah, you know, you watch them interact on the practice field, and Aaron has a good sense of humor, and we all know Art. I mean, you know him, Dorn. He's got that wry sense of humor, so I think they get along in that regard. You know what Mike Tallman said, I think, on the first day, you know, Aaron's a workaholic, so I'm sure behind the scenes as well, you know, they're watching that practice film, and they're saying, okay, how can we do this better? Let's attack this better. So I'm sure by the time September gets here, they'll be much more comfortable with each other, you know, in the film room and drawing up plays. But I think there's hope in that regard that those guys will get along much better than Arthur and Russell Wilson did last season.
DK Metcalf has advertised, Ray.
Yeah, I mean, that guy can run. I wouldn't say he's looked great, but I think that's probably a product of maybe the offense not being great around him, if you know what I mean. But, yeah, he's fast. He's big. He laid out for a ball on the sidelines the other day that Joey Porter broke up. So that's the one thing we didn't see. I thought we might see a little bit more of that the first week. We didn't see a lot of deep balls to DK Metcalf. We saw some deep balls to some other guys, but we really didn't see DK go deep. So maybe that's in store today for the first team period.
And wide receiver two, Ray, any new information to pass along there? Anybody standing out to you?
Calvin Austin is the guy for now. You know, Roman Wilson, you know, he's looked okay. Robert Woods has looked okay. But, like, when I tell you those guys are getting covered up, there's not a lot of room in that secondary. Maybe that does speak to maybe the relative you know, weakness of the group on the whole, but we'll see what happens, you know, later on this week. But I think right now, you know, if you had to go into the season, Calvin Austin would be pretty entrenched as your number two guy.
And finally, Ray, you have been present for hundreds of Mike Tomlin press conferences, small media gatherings, so you can generally look beyond the words that are coming out of Tomlin's mouth. How do you think he feels about the Seumalo injury, and how serious do you glean that this thing is?
Yeah, I mean, I asked him about it yesterday, and he basically told us the same thing he told us on report day. He just doesn't want to give us a lot of information about it. So
great.
Listen, I think the longer this goes, the more it becomes a concern. You know, he had the pec injury last year. I mean, Mike wouldn't even tell us what the soft tissue injury is. Maybe it's the pec again. Maybe it's something lower body. But, I mean, Isaac hasn't even been out there for stretching or anything like that. So I think we're probably a ways away from seeing him out there.
Awesome. Ray, this was very good, comprehensive. We squeezed a lot into a little bit of time there. So appreciate your time, and we will talk to you next week with a bigger body of work to discuss.
All right. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Stay ahead of that Doppler. That's Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.